Senator, you voted no on this. I think you were the only Democrat to do so. Could you give me an overview of what your concerns are with this bill?
Well, one of my primary concerns is that we're cutting $4.1 billion out of the nutrition assistance program. And I can tell you these cuts are going to hurt families in New York very, very severely. What we're talking about is about $90 less a month in food assistance. And for a family, that could mean the whole last week of their groceries. I don't think we should be balancing the budget on the backs of children, our seniors, veterans, and active duty military personnel who are in need right now. I also had a number of other concerns raised by my colleagues with regard to cuts to the nutrition program that will be battled on the floor. But at this point in time, I don't think the bill is strong enough to merit my support.
If you did the math on this with the House bill, which may come out with a lot more cuts, do you think that is going to hinder the passage of a final farm bill just because the cuts are greater than you and your colleagues would like to have?
In the House version?
Well, in the combined versions.
Well, we'll see if the House can pass a farm bill, which they have yet to do. If they can pass a farm bill, then we will take it to committee. But this is the kind of issue that would be wrestled with in committee, and then you'll have a final product that people will decide to vote up or down on. But this is what crafting agriculture policy is about. It's about priorities. And each senator has to stand up for their state and their state's priorities and what's best for the nation. And that's what legislating is all about. So we will have a fight. I will welcome the fight, and I will fight my hardest on behalf of families who need this nutrition assistance.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What was your reaction to the passage of the bill, but five of you voting against it?
Well, it moves the process forward. There were things in it that I think go backwards in terms of reforms and that rely on an architecture for farm policy that is something that's part of our past, and I don't think it needs to be a part of our future. What farmers in South Dakota tell me is we want a good, strong crop insurance program, and I think that this bill has that, and so a lot of these other bells and whistles that are being added are very costly, but they're and I think the way that it distributes some of that benefits to different regions of the country, too, is something that hopefully we can address a little bit better on the floor.
Could you comment on target prices, whether you think they should or should not be part of it?
Well, I don't think they should be, and for sure not fixed target prices. What we have right now is we've got a rolling average for corn, beans, and wheat, and we've got fixed target prices for rice and peanuts. So it treats them differently and the commodities differently. Frankly, I don't think there ought to be target prices at all, and that's why I offered an amendment that would wipe them out for corn, wheat, and beans. It's not something that farmers in our part of the country want to have in the farm policy going forward.
Senator,
yes,
Ken Rood, how are you?
Good to see you
again.
Good
to see you. You voted against this bill. Can you tell me why you felt like it wasn't what you wanted?
Well, there's a couple of problems with it, Ken. One is that the savings is not real. We claim we're saving $23 billion. We are not. In one case, a payment is being delayed until after the five-year window. That's a gimmick. And then in another case, we're trying to claim credit for the sequester amount twice, which, again, is a gimmick. So I'm guessing when it's all said and done, we probably have a savings of $13, $14 billion. There are problems with the SNAP program. We could have solved those problems with my amendment where we say, look, if you are qualified, if you qualify under the law, we're going to make sure you get food stamps. If, on the other hand, you haven't qualified under the law, you don't receive them. That seems to be a no-brainer to me, but again, that was defeated. Then the final thing, I just think this idea of target prices in today's agriculture is, you just can't justify it. You're saying to taxpayers, when it comes to rice and peanuts, guarantee a price. And that's what taxpayers are doing. So producers go out there with that price guarantee, and they don't respond to market signals because they don't have to. We've covered their cost of production, if not more. And so at the end of the day, I just think target prices, that's kind of, 1980s agriculture. And I think it's the wrong direction for agriculture today.